Sam Rubin, the owner of Four Seasons Concierge Mountain Transportation Network, told us his philosophy is to respond to a situation. Don't just complain about it.
As I was raised, you know, my parents always instilled in me, you know, if you had an issue with a problem, it was okay to voice your opinion, but you needed to have some sort of a suggestion or a solution to that.
He said as of Thursday, he's offering a service in a zone more extensive than the Kimball Junction area.
But we will be turning on what we're going to call the Kimball Junction extended zone, if we want to call it that. The southern border will be the Old Ranch Road intersection of 224, where the Keller Williams Montessori School Winter School is, east side Silver Creek, the west side Parley Summit, and the north side Glen Wild. Any ride that starts or stops within that zone will be $1. And 100% of that $1 will be donated to a local nonprofit. The drivers are going to work straight 100% for gratuities. The only kind of caveat to that is, again, because it is a dollar ride and we're using a credit card processor, which is Stripe, you know, they do charge a transaction fee of 30 cents and 2.9%. So again, so we donate everything to a nonprofit, we're passing that along. So technically it comes out to like $1.34 for the ride.
Rubin said they will pick you up and drop you off anywhere within the zone. It's an on-demand service, he said, similar to Uber or Lyft.
So let's say you're in Jeremy Ranch and you need to get to the Kimball Junction Transit Center to jump on, you know, the Electric Express. Currently, there's really not a door-to-door type of service. You obviously can go down to the park and ride and get the bus. What we'll do is we'll actually get you door-to-door to the transit center. Our goal would obviously be to get as many people to a transit stop as well. But again, if they just need to go to Walmart or to Whole Foods, we'll also do that as well.
He said the Kimball Junction circulator has its merits, but he's heard concerns about it too.
You know, you'd stand outside, you didn't know where the vehicle was, it passed by you, if it was raining out, you know, it didn't stop in front of this specific business and they still had to walk. So what we're going to be doing is more of a door-to-door on demand through an app. So you're no longer going to have to stand outside or, like you said, wonder where is this van at. You'll be able to see within the app.
So if I lived in Old Ranch Road, I have to get myself to the intersection.
No, actually, we'll come straight to your door and we'll take you to wherever. So if you're in Sun Peak and you need to go to Willow Creek for, you know, a soccer game, you can use that and it'll be $1.
Right.
If you travel outside of that area, then it'll just default to our regular zone-based pricing.
We asked him how he will pay operating costs.
A couple of different things. One, we're using all commercially licensed vehicles that are properly permitted. So all of these companies have existing business and existing revenue. So a lot of us, you know, love to give back to the community, and this is a way that we can kind of give back as well. So we're actually going to be absorbing any of those related costs. Again, the drivers are going to be working for 100% gratuities, very similar to how Lyft, when they first came to Salt Lake City, was as well. So my belief, especially in our environment and our community, would be if people were like, wow, you charged me $1.34 for this ride, and normally on Uber or Lyft, it would have been $8 or $9. You know what? I'm going to give the driver another $5 or $6, and they still come out ahead.
Rubin said his company, for one, can afford to do this.
We're very successful. We've got a couple different airline contracts and local hotel contracts. So for us to absorb some of this cost, you know, it's a cost of marketing. I could take out ads on, you know, the park record or Facebook, or I could give back to the local nonprofit. I'm looking at this as being a marketing expense. Obviously, hopefully, you know, the county would step back and look and say, hey, you know what? You know, for example, I think Caroline mentioned $5 per ride and about 50,000 passengers. That's $250,000. They're paying $320,000. So $70,000 in theory could be saved that could go to buy more e-bikes for the bike share. You know, they could subsidize us if they wanted to, you know, that $5 and have all of that, you know, off of their plate, not have to worry about where to display these signs and stuff like that.
He said he has not identified a nonprofit yet to receive the revenues from the service. Rubin went on to explain how to access the service on the phone.
The app currently resides in the Apple Store and the Android Store. Again, it is simply on demand. So you can download that through the store, search for Mountain Transportation Network. It's all one word. And it's a little blue circle, and it'll say Park City on the bottom of that. You can also access it directly off of our website, which is mountaintransportationnetwork.com/Kimball. And there you can see the extended zone map as well. But again, basically everything kind of north of the Canyons Village and east and west, what we would technically call Park City, We'll all be participating in this. And obviously, if you're downtown, you know, we'd encourage you to try to utilize our service as well.
Sam Rubin from the Four Seasons Concierge Mountain Transportation Network. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.